Okay.
Everything misunderstood.
Hey guys, I'm Keanu.
And I'm Jess, and we're going to guide you through our very first episode, Everything Misunderstood. Are you spinning out or just dizzy?
Now, unfortunately, Jess and I aren't exactly experts in the field, but we've called upon two specialists to help enlighten us on this issue.
My name's Amanda, and I'm a vestibular physiotherapist in Kosaba.
And Thalia Gomes, I'm an audiologist.
Dizziness is often associated with terms like anemia and iron deficiency, but is it really just that? Essentially, dizziness is a term to describe symptoms such as feeling off balance and, in some cases, blurry vision. An interesting fact is that dizziness is one of the most common health issues in adults, and more often than not, is usually caused by problems of the inner ear. So let's talk about vertigo.
Basically, it's just a type of dizziness that makes it feel as though you or your surroundings are spinning. There are two categories of vertigo, peripheral vertigo and central vertigo. Peripheral vertigo is the most common type and is a result of a problem in the inner ear, whereas central vertigo occurs due to a problem in the brain. An example would be a stroke, migraine, or traumatic brain injury.
So normally what happens is someone will go to their GP first, and the GP will check them and make sure they don't have a heart issue or having a stroke. And if they rule out those type of nasty things, they'll then be referred to an audiologist. And we do a whole range of different tests to try and find out where the dizziness could be coming from in the body. If in doubt, always check with your GP when you see them.
Although dizziness is quite a complex and common issue, the general public might not be aware of how common dizziness is. Another interesting point is that aging isn't just wrinkles and a decrease in movement. It also means that you're more susceptible to experience dizziness of some kind.
But despite being more susceptible, it's not a normal part of the aging process.
It isn't normal just to get dizziness. It's not something that, you know, old age that someone has to live with. There are so many different causes of dizziness, and there are so many different presentations of dizziness.
A lot of people think, oh no, it's just normal part of aging, or it's just normal, but it's not. Something's gone wrong and you need to find out what it is.
Yeah, so if an individual is experiencing this, it's extremely important to find the root cause of dizziness, as it's not normal to experience this feeling when doing normal things like standing up or sitting down. Dizziness is a debilitating condition, so it's absolutely crucial to look after yourself. Diagnosing a dizzy person, as Thalia and Amanda stated, isn't always an easy task. Depending on what part of the body is causing dizziness to occur, different specialists are required to tackle the matter.
Yeah, so common signs and symptoms that can be monitored during a physical examination include observing eye movements, blood pressure checks, and specialised hearing or balance testing. However, the issue here is most of these symptoms can bear striking resemblance to the symptoms of a stroke.
Now, while this is highly unlikely to be the case, it can make many people feel uneasy knowing this fact. This is why dizziness and vertigo rank in the top 5 reasons that people go to the emergency room. If you are experiencing acute or ongoing dizziness, according to the Park Ridge Health System, a person should seek emergency help if they're also experiencing chest pain, constant vomiting, not being able to walk, or have severe visual impairment.
But as Amanda explains, the majority of the time these dizziness spells are not matters that GPs or even the emergency room are able to identify.
Often they are just sent away on Stamatil or another nausea, anti-nausea medication. Most of the GPs know now to refer on to a vestibular physio if it's something that we can look after.
So, again, circling back to vertigo, well, a different form of vertigo this time.
Benign
positional paroxysmal vertigo.
Okay, let's just call it BPPV.
Yep, agreed. This is essentially the sudden sensation that one is spinning. We all have sensory organs in our ears called the utricle. BPPV occurs when tiny calcium crystals called octania stray from their usual location on the utricle.
This condition can potentially go away on its own within a few weeks or months. However, to help relieve the awful symptoms, audiologists or neurophysicians can treat it with a series of movements known as the Canalith repositioning procedure. For those of you who haven't experienced BPPV, first of all, count your blessings. Second of all, I'm sure most of us have had a little too much to drink at some point.
Definitely. So that sensation of swaying side to side when you lay down, your head is spinning, you know, that's quite similar to how it feels because it is actually the same organ that's affected when you have BPPV. therefore the effects are quite similar.
The symptoms can be distressing for individuals who experience this, and they can fall out of bed and it can become quite dangerous.
So if I see someone with BPPV, I've been trained on what manoeuvres to do, and if you think, oh, okay, we could help them right now, then we can do that. And then suggest, if it happens again, to see a physiotherapist for more manoeuvres in the future.
As vestibular physios who specialise in the area, we will look into all of the canals and make sure that we are getting the right treatment for the right canal.
Now onto the diagnosis process. This involves a detailed history of one's health background.
So our role is to try and narrow down where in the body could be causing the dizziness so that we can come up with a diagnosis and also a plan. If we know what part of the body's affected, then a plan on who to go to next to have rehabilitation or sometimes a cure, but often it's rehabilitation rather than a cure.
Accompanying dizziness, you can have a whole range of other, you know, hearing problems or visual symptoms or, you know, balance symptoms. So we kind of go through all of those as well, look at their past medical history as well, and make sure that anything that, you know, seeing if there's anything in their past medical history that could be contributing. And then we would go ahead and do more of an objective assessment, so a bunch of tests that kind of we work through to work out what we think is a potential cause, whether it be a peripheral problem, so something in the inner ear itself, or the central, a central problem, so something to do with more the central nervous system, which is why, you know, all our forms and everything are quite extensive to fill out. And people go, oh, you know, so much to fill out, so much paperwork. But it really does tell us a lot, just looking at the nature of the dizziness, the duration of those aspects that I mentioned. It can tell us a lot about what we're going to look for and what it could potentially be.
Wow, that's a lot of information to unpack. And honestly, hearing both you and the experts explain BPPV makes a lot of sense, because at one point this happened to me.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was surfing a pretty big swell and ended up hitting my head on the sand, which knocked the balance crystals on my right side out of place. And when I was at work, it felt like I was constantly falling towards my right side, towards the floor. It was super dangerous because I'd literally have to climb ladders, and it's like, I feel like I'm going to fall off right now.
It sounds really dangerous. So how did you end up fixing that issue?
Well, as you explained, I had a cannulith repositioning procedure done and it went away, thankfully. And the way the movement works is it's kind of like a maze, almost. You're turning your head in a particular sequence that guides the crystals back into the correct position.
Wow, well, I'm glad it all ended up working out in the end and it didn't persist. Something similar actually happened to me. So I used to be a rugby sevens player and I got tackled, and then I was knocked out for a minute on the field, and I honestly felt as though I had been hit by a truck. And then previously, recently, I had experienced vertigo and I was prescribed anti-nausea medication, and it's actually really scary because I had a bad episode while I was driving.
What? Well, I'm glad you're feeling okay now. Anyway, that's enough about us. So we've talked about a lot of smaller issues that can be resolved quickly, but what happens when symptoms persist? Can people be rehabilitated or retrain their bodies so that the dizziness stops?
It's quite rare to get them in the acute phase, unfortunately, because often they go to their GP and then they get bounced around from one person to the next trying to find what's wrong. Most of the time we see people years after and they've had the problem for a long time and they're not really sure what's going on. For some people, because I've talked to a lot of doctors in my own area, now they're getting referred to me a lot sooner, which is good because then they get a diagnosis quicker and can do something about it rather than living with it for a very long time.
We need to teach the system to be able to manage with one side working well and one side not working well. So we do things like gaze stability exercises, which is basically teaching the eyes to remain stable while the head moves. We do habituation exercises, which is kind of basically teaching the brain how to cope with having dizziness. And that integrated with being able to balance while having all this dizziness and issues with gaze stability, and then getting people back into function, being able to you know, manage their everyday lives, walking, getting up from chairs, all that sort of stuff with what they've got.
So obviously, as you've probably gathered, dizziness is super broad, so we'll narrow it down to vestibular rehabilitation therapy.
Or VRT for short.
Vestibular is the term used to refer to issues regarding the inner ear and the brain when processing sensory info and balance.
It's crucial to understand that any rehabilitation should only be performed by a trained healthcare professional. Rehabilitation for this form of dizziness essentially focuses on three key components.
Firstly, there's neuroplasticity, which is how the brain can mold to compensate for any changes to normal functioning. It has been shown in recent studies that the benefit from this form of rehabilitation can work at any age with the same effectiveness.
And secondly, it's the formation of internal models. What on earth does that mean? Well, instead of being confused as to what is causing the spells of dizziness, people can be taught to identify the triggers and find ways to control it.
And thirdly, learning one's own limits. By gaining a deeper understanding of how dizziness affects the person, a healthcare professional can map out what is safe to do and what isn't.
And as with everything, each patient is a case-by-case scenario, and our explanation of rehabilitation is very simplified. But the underlying message is still clear. If you are someone who has suffered from dizziness for weeks, months, or even years, there are solutions and it doesn't have to control your life.
If you can't go and do grocery shopping, or you can't drive your car because every time you move your head to the left, it makes you really dizzy, that stops you from doing some pretty basic, you know, life things that you need to do. So it's important that those people realise that, hey, we can find out what's wrong and do something about it. We don't need to live like this. Often people just give up and think, oh no, that's just how I am, especially if they're older. They'll blame it on age and go, oh well, that's just how it is. I'll have to put up with it. It's not necessarily part of aging. So people who are older should find out what is going on, especially because older people are more at risk of falls as well. So, and breaking a hip, that sort of thing. So if they're dizzy, that just increases their fall risk, which they need to try and prevent as people get older.
I wish more people knew about dizziness and, you know, about a lot of people are living with dizziness and thinking that it is something that can be lived with and that there's, you know, that nothing can be done about it. That's probably one big thing. If you are experiencing dizziness, whether it's chronic or acute, definitely go see your GP, ask about vestibular physiotherapy or a vestibular audiologist, or, you know, really push the envelope to actually get it sorted out, because 9 times out of 10 we get people coming in and going, oh, I didn't realize that this is something that could be improved. And it can really improve things across the board. You know, if someone's vertigo or dizziness can be improved, that can often also improve their balance, and therefore they get out more, that improves their quality of life, but also, you know, everything across the board.
Well, guys, it's time to stop spinning out and time to start looking after yourselves. If you feel dizzy, please go and get checked out.
Stay safe out there, and thank you for listening to our podcast episode, Everything Misunderstood, Are You Spinning Out or Just Dizzy?
Well, we've loved talking your ear off, and although we think we're experts, we're not. So it was very insightful to hear our lovely experts, Amanda and Celia, relay their knowledge to us.
Stay tuned for our next episode where we tackle
mesophobia. Otherwise known as extreme fear of vomiting, which I actually personally experienced. And I know, Keanu, you have also kind of experienced that as well.
Well, true. I'm Keanu.
And I'm Jess. And it's time for us to
spin out. Everything Misunderstood.